Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Leonard conceding this morning in the race to be Michigan's next attorney general. You heard it first right here. Let's go live to Jackie Page.
Well, and good morning to you, Roberta. Tom Leonard running for Michigan attorney general today, issuing the following statement upon receiving last night's election results. Quote, last night's results may be personally disappointing, but it's time to move forward and allow Michigan's next attorney general to begin transitioning into this important role. He adds, Dana Nessel ran a smart campaign and earned the voters' trust. I've offered her any help she may need getting acclimated to the department and beginning her term. I will always have passion for serving alongside law enforcement and making our state safer and stronger for Michigan families. And I wish Dana the best as she assumes that mantle on our behalf, unquote. With 48% of the vote, Dana Nessel is now Michigan's attorney general-elect. Jackie Page, WWJ News Radio 950.
With Tom Leonard conceding, that means Democrats, all women, will hold the top three offices in Lansing. Gretchen Whitmer will be sworn in as governor. The new Secretary of State is Jocelyn Benson. And again, Dana Nessel will be attorney general.
And another woman. This was a hotly contested race, very close down to the wire. One of the new members now of Michigan's congressional delegations is Alyssa Slotkin, who beat incumbent Mike Bishop in the 8th District, which stretches from Oakland County to Lansing. And Congresswoman-elect Slotkin joining us now live with more. Hey, congratulations, first off. Thanks for joining us
this morning. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
So this was close. This is about as close as it gets in this kind of a race.
Yeah, it was tight. We always knew it was going to be tight. I mean, from the very, very beginning. Looks like right now we've won it by about 12 or 13,000 votes. And, you know, it was a tough district, and we just had a phenomenal field campaign at the end that really turned out voters. We knocked 200,000 doors total in this campaign, and we made over 1 million phone calls total. So that's a lot of hard work.
Democrats will now control the U.S. House. Republicans will control the Senate, but Democrats control the U.S. House. Who do you think is going to be Speaker of the House? Will it be Nancy Pelosi? Who do you support?
I don't know. To me, what I've said publicly and what I stand by is that I think, and I think last night really proved it, that people on both sides of the aisle are seeking new leadership. And I always want to be respectful of anyone who served, like Nancy Pelosi, especially a woman who's broken glass ceilings, but we need to hear what people are saying, and I believe that is a new generation of leadership. So I have said that I would not support her as speaker. It's unclear exactly who's going to be the full contenders, but that's something I said early on, and I stand by it.
Do you support any type of investigations into President Donald Trump and the White House, his administration? Because that's what a lot of Democrats now are calling for.
You know, I didn't work hard to get elected to sit in 18 months of political, you know, back and forth. I think I got elected because people want to get something done and they're sick of all the back and forth and vitriol in Washington. So it's just not why I ran for this race. It's not what I'm focused on doing. I want to talk about campaign finance reform. I want to talk about health care and prescription drugs. And not 18 months of a just intractable back and forth.
Okay. Now, first things first, though, you got to get some rest, right?
That is right.
It's been a long campaign. Right. I know you've been on the road a lot, but congratulations to Alyssa Slotkin. Would you like to say anything to Mike Bishop, your challenger? I know you guys were back and forth quite a bit in this race, but your words to Mike Bishop.
Yeah, he called last night very graciously. And, you know, anyone who has stepped up and served, I just want to appreciate him, appreciate his family. I know firsthand how much pressure he's under. He was very gracious. We talked about a reasonable and responsible transition between our offices. He cares about some of the constituents he's working on board right now, and he wants to transfer over their cases. So he was really very gracious, and I appreciate that.
You're right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.